Welcome back to the Midday Show. My guest, I'm so happy to welcome Ginger Nguyen to the Midday Show. Hi, Ginger.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I think you were at the station. It was all a blur. You guys came in a few weeks ago. You were with Jack. That's right.
Yes.
The great Jack Petrozelli. And you guys did a show at the local, I think. Is that right? Recently.
Yeah, it went so great. It was so fun. My first time playing with Carly Pearl,
Oh,
who was our
nice.
other guest,
Right.
and then Pamela Loss. It was a great show.
Pamela. Yeah, terrific. What a great group. I wish I could have been there. Darn it. I have more FOMO tomorrow night, Saturday. You're going to be on a double bill with Lost Leaders at the Falcon in Marlboro, New York.
Yeah, honestly, I can't believe it. That's my best way to describe it.
Yeah, you're excited.
Really excited. Yeah, I've never played with the Lost Leaders before. So I think it'll be a great show. I've been listening to their music and I really, really love it.
I know. They're so good, those guys. I enjoy it. We play them all the time and on KZE, and I've become a very big fan. And if I can make it, I'll come down. It's a long way, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it because, first of all, the quality of the music, and yes, that's a compliment. But also, I love that venue.
Yeah, I don't think I've played there. I've rehearsed there once, but it's such a vibe. That's a good way to describe it.
Totally, totally. We're going to have our holiday party there yet again. We have it there
Oh,
like a
nice.
bunch of years now. So you're invited, just so you know. It's
What's the
on,
date?
this is good because I can also let people listening in know, our listeners know that it's on Wednesday, December 10th, probably starting around 6. And there'll be live music and good food. And, it's always a fun time. We always have a good time. So write it in.
I'm
And
going to
if you're
make a
free, you're
note.
more than welcome. Yeah, we'd love to have you. Ginger, so your road to, where we're at right now, you're in Kingston, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, as you mentioned. And so your travels or life have gone from South Carolina to S South Africa to
Yes,
South
that is correct.
Kingston. No, just to Kingston. And right, and through there you have become a collaborative songwriter. That's how I'm describing you.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. So my co-writer slash record label slash manager slash creative director, they kind of do it all. It's a husband and wife duo, and that's my label, Keep Good Company Records. And my co-writer Matt, the husband of the label, he's a lawyer slash poet, and so he's very well written, just such a great English speaker. Like he's so well written, and I love working with the material that he gives me. Usually it's like a stream of consciousness and I'll, shape it into a song. And they're wonderful people and they've been so great to work with.
Was it the process or the experience of being given a poem or some poetry where you discover this collaborative preference, or like obviously you really like that, but did you know before you were handed this poetry by him that this is something that you really appreciated doing?
Yeah, so I back in South Carolina, I feel like I always really, really loved collaborating. I never really wrote
Okay.
songs myself.
Yeah.
My
You mean
mom,
lyrics or both?
both. I usually handled most of the music. That was sort of my forte. Melodies, chords, I
Right.
really enjoyed that.
Right.
My mom
Right.
would handle the lyrics most of the time.
Oh, so right. Your mom was a musician too, right?
Yeah.
Great.
And we would write an album for every year for 10 years.
That's amazing. Where's that music now?
It's all on CDs at her house. We never released it.
On
It was more
CDs.
it was more to catalog the music that we were creating.
I see. All right. Well, I promise if you deliver those CDs to me that we will find a chunk of time on KZE and we'll just have like a marathon.
That would be so fun for me to hear too. I don't even remember a
The
lot of the songs.
wind ladies or whatever.
No,
Is that her last name?
she's actually a white. Her last name's White.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, White
Can never
Wen.
be. Yeah. Right. You have to ask. And anyway, so you're going to be on this double bill with Lost Leaders. So how's that? Is there going to be a point where you're going to perform together? Have you worked out some material where you can play together?
Yeah, so there's a song of mine that I'm hoping they'll sing harmonies on, and then
Nice.
Will Bryant is also playing piano and he's playing on that
Right.
last song as well of my set,
Nice. We know
and maybe
we know.
hopefully I'll sing on two of their songs.
All
So
right,
we
you're
have a
ready to
rehearsal
go.
today and we'll kind of decide at the rehearsal today.
Sure, you're all prepared though for that opportunity in the likelihood that it arises.
Yes, as prepared as I could be.
And what else is going on? Are you working on some new material? You must be, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I feel like I'm sort of always writing. It just is inevitable. It's just kind of a part of who I am. And then next, what is it, next Friday, I also have another show with the Lost Leaders at Park Theater in Hudson.
Oh, right.
And yeah, and then
Perfect.
I'm for Thanksgiving, I'm going down to South Carolina to visit some family, and I'm working with some other artists too. Probably picking all that back up in December.
Great. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the Park Theater is also right by where I live. I'm right across the river from Hudson, and I can and that's another really nice one. They got great sound there.
So it's such a
And
great sound, such a great space. It's wonderful.
Oh, so that's next Saturday?
Next Friday, next Friday, the
Next Friday.
21st.
Okay,
Yeah.
thank you for correcting me. All right. So, and lastly, I want to know how soon do I get a chance to taste some of your confection?
Well, it's a funny story. I actually ordered four bunches of bananas by accident instead of four bananas. So, and this just
What?
happened yesterday. Yeah, so
So
they're
you're
sitting on
making
my
banana
shelf.
bread?
I might make some banana bread soon. I need
Banana
to get the
bread.
ingredients. Yeah.
I'm
Yeah, so
also a
that
big
might be
fan of the banana
happening.
pudding too, but that's, you know,
That's a classic.
yeah, especially
Yeah.
for a southerner like yourself.
It is with the vanilla wafers. Oh my gosh.
No, it is really, really, as the kids say, TD4. I don't think they really say that, but to die for.
Oh, I
See,
was like, I don't even know
you're
what that
getting too
means.
old, Ginger. You're aging too quickly. That's the problem.
I've given
I
up
can.
on trying to know the
All right. So, Ginger Wynn and Lost Leaders at the Falcon in Marlboro, New York, tomorrow, Saturday, the 15th of November. I believe the eating starts at 5:30, the dinner portion. And then everybody's in a food coma. No, they'll be quite, I'm sure, excited at 7:30 when the music starts. And you can go to liveatthefalcon.com to reserve a table right now. We'll wait for you. We'll pause here. No, thank you so much, Ginger. And we'll do it again real soon. There's, you know, we don't need to wait too long.
Yeah, that sounds great. It's wonderful.
All right.
Thank you
Thank
for
you.
having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks. I'm glad it worked out. This is 98.1 KZE.